Stop number 6, Captain Charlie's Station.
The three gray houses just ahead of you were once home to Captain Charlie Swan, who was the first keeper of the Cape Fear Lighthouse. He was hired for the job in 1903 and served for 3 decades. Captain Charlie and his assistant lighthouse keepers raised their families in these small houses. Captain Charlie had 9 sons and daughters, and one of them described Baldhead as a paradise for children, with miles of beaches for their sandpile, the broad Atlantic for a swimming pool, and untouched acres of forest for a park and a zoo.
These houses were abandoned in 1958 when the lighthouse was demolished. In the mid-1970s, the buildings were placed on the National Register of Historic Places and were gradually restored. Today, they're some of the most popular rental houses on Bald Head Island.
Get out of your cart and walk to the T in the sidewalk ahead. If you turn to your left, you can get a good look at Frying Pan Shoals. These sandbars extend 20 miles into the Atlantic. The water depth throughout these shoals ranges from 3 to 15 feet. The shoals are a death trap for unsuspecting ships.
The year is 1882. The schooner Minnie is heading from New York to Charleston. Captain Wicks, his wife, and 6 crewmen are on board. There are no stars. The seas are high, the wind has reached gale force. The captain is lost, and the Minnie is heading straight for Frying Pan Shoals. The Minnie ran aground at 3 a.m. All through the night, those on board huddled together and prayed as the ship's wooden hull ground against the shoals. As dawn broke, they heard an alarm. The crew of the brand new Cape Fear life-saving station had spotted the Minnie. Station keeper Dunbar Davis and his 7-member crew hauled their lifeboat down to East Beach and launched it into the raging surf. It took 2 hours for them to reach the stranded ship, battling the wind, the rain, and the surf. But they did it. All those on board the Minnie were saved.
The Cape Fear life-saving station was one of 23 along the coasts of Virginia and North Carolina. They were staffed with full-time crews from the 1st of September until the end of April. In his book, Bald Head Island, A History of Smith Island and the Cape Fear, David Stick quotes one of the superintendents. He wrote this description of what their life was like in 1882.
For hundreds of miles of dark coast, beaten by incessant breakers, every night and all night long, while others sleep, a line of solitary men march with eyes that ransack the offing for ships in peril. The way is long, dreary, obscure, lonesome, sinister, difficult, and perilous. It lies along a waste of foot-detaining sand, whereon to walk is to trudge laboriously. Often the surf shoots seething across the path, or the sentinel wades knee-deep or even hip-deep across inlets which traverse the beach into the bays beyond. Winter and rough weather are the companions on the journey. Bitter cold rain in torrents, cutting sleet, blinding flights of sand and spray, the terrible snowstorm, the suffocating blasts of the hurricane. There is no case where the patrols are less than irksome and toilsome. They are often hazardous and sometimes fatal.
For all of that, the men were paid $40 a month.